Over at the Parkdale Food Center, there is a program called Food and Finance Growing Futures. The idea? To address economic inequality in the future by teaching children how to eat well and be financially savvy. At Devonshire Public School, one grade 5 class has been tending to a space-age-looking vertical planter full of lights. This garden tower has provided herbs and vegetables for them to market and to sell to local businesses. Here are the students giving us an explainer.
So this one is lemon balm. It looks like mint, but it smells like lemon. It tastes really good. And if you rub it in your hands, it's sort of prickly. When you put it in cakes, it makes the cake taste like lemon.
Here, those are nasturtiums. Those aren't totally for eating. They're more for decoration. So you can put those on cakes, and it makes them look good and look nice. So people might want to buy them more if they've got a nasturtium on it.
This is wrinkled crinkled cress. It is good in salads, and it might be spicy. I'm not sure.
Yes, it is.
It's quite spicy.
We partnered with the Parkdale Food Center to introduce year-round gardening in our schools. We're the first round of schools, along with Fisher Park and Connaught, to get garden towers. I'm Stephen Skotan, and I'm a primary junior teacher here at Devonshire Community Public School. It's engagement in community. It's engagement in understanding food, understanding local businesses. Cake Lab, which is a new business in our neighborhood, consults with us on new ways of infusing herbs into her cakes, for example. You know, what could be better than, you know, partnering a class with a cake business, you know? Part of the motivation behind this as well is some of the reading we've done in class on food waste. A lot of the food that's grown does not make it to people's homes. And a lot of people in our communities, more than we know, go without. They want to get out the idea that we need to be sharing everything we have, and also understanding that not everybody's as fortunate as they are, and that's why we also engage in the food bank, and we're there helping out and meeting people and giving back to the community. So I think that the big shock value was that idea that so much of the food that hardworking farmers grow in their fields doesn't necessarily make it on to the table. And how can we make that happen? I think that's a 21st century issue that we have to address, and it's this generation that's going to hopefully be successful at that.
Hey, guys. We are going to be growing all year long now because we have these garden towers. So we need to explain what is the garden tower and how do we run these things.
It all started off on the second day of school. Mr. Stephen brought us down to where, not this garden tower, but the other one, is right now, before it was all planted, and asked us, "What is this?" And we kept on guessing, but we couldn't get it right, so we finally said, "It's a garden tower." And we're just like, "What is a garden tower?" Well, what it was is it's a way where we can grow herbs and lettuce and stuff like that all year round.
Campbell?
I was in the harvesting.
Hello, my name's Campbell, and I'm 10 years old. Love the tower, love the plants, love to harvest, love to plant. Love to love to eat, love the salad, love the homemade. Fresh, green, and clean, I love the garden tower. I guess the most challenging part was keeping the garden tower clean because you had to pour all the tonics in, test the water, clean the plants, and a lot of complicated stuff. But everything was hard.
My name is Aya, and I'm 10 years old.
My name is Riley, and I'm 10 years old.
Our garden tower died because it was really hot, and we didn't check it as much. So we had to compost all of that, then replant it, and like wash it too. Since then, it's been going better.
It was too alkaline, then too acidic, then too alkaline and too acidic. And it kept on going like that for like 20 times. And it wasted like pretty much an hour. So then we had to go back up to class. And it still wasn't fixed yet. So Mr. Stephen waited
for like the weekend or something. And it was better on Monday.
Because we needed to give it some time, not go rushing like that. Yeah. So that's something else we learned.
My name is Nessa, and I'm 10 years old.
My name's Ellie,
I was in the sales group. We mixed like the wrinkled crinkle, crumple crest, the basil, Swiss chard, lemon balm.
I sell cookies for Heart and Stroke, and so I knew what people like and how to sell stuff.
And we sold a salad that we made for $3 per bag.
$3 per 50 grams is a really good deal because in most superstores, $3 per 50 grams of lettuce in November costs a lot more than $3.
And so it sold out pretty fast, and that was my favorite part because I like just giving people the bags.
I'm Peyton, and I'm 10. Our garden tower means a lot because we grew everything, and every day you'll walk by it and think, oh my God, it's growing so much. And it's a big deal because you watch the life of a living thing.
Great day.
These kids are fantastic. Those are voices from Stephen Skotayan's grade 5 class at Devonshire Public School. Their garden towers are part of a pilot project that is called Food and Finance Growing Futures. It is an initiative of the Parkdale Food Centre, which is one of Ottawa Food Bank's partner agencies.